Mourners are gathering in New York today for the wake of police officer Rafael Ramos. A makeshift memorial has sprung up near the site where Ramos and his partner Wenjian Liu were killed in a shooting in Brooklyn last weekend. In Cleveland, there's also a spontaneous shrine where 12-year-old Tamir Rice was fatally shot by a police officer last month. From the Here and Now contributing station WCPN in Cleveland, David C. Barnett reports.
A few days ago, 18-year-old Angel Williams gathered up the courage to visit the place where her friend Tamir Rice died.
It's taken a huge impact on me. Tamir was like my little brother.
She brushes away some broken glass and props up a framed personal message to the boy. People have left similar personal objects at other spontaneous memorials that spring up in the wake of tragedy, from the Mylar balloons and teddy bears at the sites of traffic deaths, to the flowers and running shoes near the finish line after the Boston Marathon bombings. Cultural geographer Kenneth Foote says up until recent years, such offerings for the dead took place at grave sites.
But I think in the last generation, there's been a greater attention to the site where the accident or tragedy occurred. That sense of attachment to where the person died has become more important.
Foote says these improvised shrines that appear while the pain is still fresh sometimes lay the groundwork for something more permanent.
Those teddy bears, those candles, those events in the very first few days or very first few weeks are very important because they set the stage for debate about how events are going to be remembered.
Cleveland architect Kevin Robinette suggests that these immediate responses to tragic events become a form of collective mourning.
I think there is a genuine need on the part of many people to reach out to those that might have experienced a loss. I think it's a way that people can step up and feel a part of a greater community and make a gesture towards those that have experienced the loss.
A little over 5 years ago, teddy bears started showing up along Imperial Avenue here in Cleveland in remembrance of the women that serial killer Anthony Sowell murdered in his East Side home. After the house was torn down, members of the local American Institute of Architects chapter met with community leaders and the families of the victims to broach the idea of creating a more permanent memorial. Kevin Robinette helped steer a complicated process.
It was not something that they wanted to be remembered. It was not something that they wanted to be reminded of. And they were wary of the fact that it would be somehow honoring the person that perpetrated the crime.
It took 3 years to break ground for what is being called the Garden of 11 Angels.
One, two, three.
11 shovels, wielded by family members of Anthony Sowell's victims, dug into the earth this past October. The agreed-upon memorial will feature 11 small fountains that feed into a larger pool of water. Off to the side, a wall will be inscribed with excerpts from Maya Angelou's poem, Still I Rise. Danita Carmichael looked across the patchy grass that covers the property where her mother was murdered and reflected on what is due to rise from that dirt.
You don't even know how much it means to us to be here today, to be able to break this ground and try to erase some of the negativity that this ground represents. Thank you.
On the west side of town, the spontaneous shrine for Tamir Rice has become a focal point for demonstrators from outside the neighborhood, protesting the use of excessive force by the police. Ironically, several hundred feet away, two plaques honor the lives of a couple of officers killed in the line of duty nearby. Maybe someday there will be a plaque for Tamir. But for now, Angel Williams says just being in this place is all she needs.
I just kind of wanted to come up here and actually have a closing with him so I can find a little bit more peace.
For Here and Now, I'm David C. Barnett in Cleveland.